So you want to start investing and you want to invest like a pro, I'm going to show you 5 simple steps to help you get there. If you want to become a real estate investor, but you're not sure where to begin, this video is for you. I'm going to walk you through 5 simple steps you need to take to begin investing in real estate. I've tried to make this as simple as possible, of course. It's important to do your own due diligence out there, make informed financial choices, talk it over with your spouse, your partner. But I also know from experience that when you're trying to make the jump to becoming an investor, it can be easy to get caught up in the weeds of things that don't ultimately matter. And there are going to be a lot of perhaps toxic people around you telling you not to do it. Chances are those people have never done it, right? These are people that don't want you to be successful. So there's going to be a lot of things pulling at you when you're just getting started. And I want to keep you focused. So get ready to take some notes here because you're about to learn 5 simple steps to start investing like a pro. Number 1, write this down. Set a goal. Having an end goal in mind is going to be instrumental to your journey and your success. Look, I know it sounds cliche to say write something down, put down a goal on paper, but something magical happens when you put pen to paper and you start putting up post-it notes around your home office or on your mirror. You've now set an energy and intention in place that you are going to change your life. You're sending a signal out to the universe saying, I'm not going to be stuck in this spot anymore, okay? I am going to make a change in my life. And when you put pen to paper and you write down that goal and you start seeing it every day, something powerful happens. Just like any sort of career or fitness aspiration, having a clear goal will help keep you on track and motivated. I recommend starting with my freedom cheat sheet. It's totally free. You can download it. We'll have a link in the description below. It's a simple PDF that's designed to help you understand your finances. And then it'll set up a clear-cut goal that will help you reach financial freedom. You can download the cheat sheet totally for free. Just go to our website. It's morrisinvest.com/freedom. I think it could change your life. Trust me. When you go through this simple PDF, it could change your life. Number 2, consider your financing options. Look, there are endless options when it comes to financing real estate investments. You don't have to be sitting on a mountain of your own cash. In fact, when we work with clients at Morris Invest who are going to buy a brand new construction rental property, we always encourage them, keep your own money in your pocket because we work with hundreds of different financial institutions and banks that can get you the financing you need in order to take action. So will you use a traditional mortgage or do you want to buy real estate inside of a retirement account? These are all amazing options. Are you going to leverage some home equity that you have in the home that you currently live in that you could buy a rental property? Do you have cash available that you could use for a portion of a down payment? Or are you going to be working with a private lender? Lay out all of the possible avenues that you could pursue and determine which one is best for you right now. Maybe you have bad credit. Okay, well, guess what? There are non-recourse loans that aren't tied to your credit. They're tied to the asset itself. So there are all sorts of ways for you to actually invest in real estate. All you need to do is know your options and then map out a few different financing strategies. Maybe you don't have any cash at all. Okay, well, then we need to get a little bit more creative. So plan it out. You'll also want to get an understanding of what your current financial snapshot is, especially if you plan to apply for a loan. You know, you want to assess your income level. We want to look at your credit score in the United States. I know it's sad, but the United States still relies on a credit score. And then your debt to income ratio. And then also consider how to buy rental properties might impact your overall finances. So you might say, if I buy a rental property, is this going to affect my ability down the line based on my debt to income ratio? The more prepared you are, the easier the process will be. You know, when I first started out investing in real estate, my credit score was in the 500s. It was bad. I had gone through a foreclosure a number of years before after the 2008 collapse. It was a disaster. So did that hold me back? No, it didn't. I had to get creative, okay? I had to use a portion of my 401k. I had to borrow from my 401k, not withdraw. I had to also use part of an old retirement account, an old IRA. I was able to pull these things together and start investing in real estate, but I didn't let a credit score hold me back. Number 3, let's find a rental property. There are multiple ways to buy an investment property, and it honestly depends on what you're looking for. This is where assessing your goals and your financing options comes in. You want to buy a property type that is going to help you reach your goals and make sense for you financially. So here's a short list of ways to buy a rental property. Work with a local realtor who understands the real estate investing market. Great. Discover seller financing properties in your area. Maybe there's a seller that doesn't want to use the traditional way of selling and wants to sell you the property through a mortgage structure because they don't want to have to pay a boatload in taxes. right? That's a great way. Seller financing options, fantastic if you can find them. Another way is to find deals through your local real estate meetup group. Go to your local real estate meetup group. All you need to do is go to meetup.com, and in your area, there's going to probably be 1, 2, 3 different real estate meetup groups that get together once a month. It'll be at a banquet hall somewhere. You may pay a $5 entrance fee. You get a free drink. You schmooze with everyone. You put on a name tag, make friends, bring a pen, write down information about the person on the back of the business card that they hand you, develop relationships. That's how you can find some great deals. Another great way is to go online. Look at some online resources like realtor.com or the Facebook Marketplace, Zillow. You can even look on Craigslist and the For Sale by Owner section. I found some great deals back in the day on the For Sale by Owner section on Craigslist. They didn't want to work with a realtor. The house needed some work. It needed some fix them up. And I was able to make a deal with them. You know, these are all ways to reach out and find some great deals. And then the other way is to work with a full service rental real estate company. Yes, indeed. Number 4, run the numbers. Don't skip this step. It's crucial that you run the numbers on a deal. There are multiple formulas out there you can use. There's the 1% rule. That's what my father-in-law loves. He loves a 1%. He can make 1%. Okay, he's out in California, so he's not going to make as much profit. But there's other ways to do it. But he likes the 1% rule. There's ROI. There's cash on cash return, and so on. But however, I like to use a formula called IRR, or the internal rate of return. Now, the IRR is the annual rate of growth expected on an investment. IRR encompasses cash flow, principal reduction, and appreciation. You can watch my full video on IRR right here. And I prefer calculating IRR over other formulas because I find that it's more in-depth and helpful. And if you're looking for double-digit returns, don't forget to include other costs that are involved. So you're going to want to make sure that you're considering other expenses you might have in your property. Does the property have an old furnace that's hanging on for dear life? Or are all of the components brand new? Do you have an HOA payment? What will your mortgage insurance payments look like? Take the time to run the numbers and then run them again to ensure that you're making a solid investment. Number 5, take action. As long as the numbers make sense, go for it. This is the hardest part, but the most gratifying part. You've done your due diligence and you know this is something you want. You're the only person that can make this happen. So take action. At Morris Invest, we like to say, don't wait to invest, invest and then wait. This is because getting into the investing game sooner rather than later always pays off. The sooner you get started, the sooner you'll grow your net worth, build your equity, and reach financial freedom. Now, reducing this process into 5 actionable steps can be helpful and empowering for investors who tend to get distracted by a lot of minor details out there. Of course, there are other steps that come along with buying a rental property, such as taxes, insurance, inspections, appraisals, property management, all of that. But I don't want to get you overwhelmed with those tasks because those tend to fall in place. Just take them as they come. Ask for help when you need it. Sometimes the best way to learn is by doing things, right? I know that you're capable of figuring things out as you go along. By following these simple steps, you can block out all of the noise and focus on what really matters. Stay committed to your long-term goal, and you'll be on your way to financial freedom through real estate investing. We'll see you next time, everyone.